Stephen, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden joining us in a minute will be our fitness, health, and wellness counselor. That counselor, wonderful, Andrea Metcalf. Here, there are some videos of the day this week at DougStephan.com. Today's video, for example, might be the cutest thing you will see all week long, unless you're looking at pictures of Roberta or Jennifer. It's a toddler who's very excited when he sees bubbles.
Adorable.
For the first time. This is so...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So
you got to see this.
How do you not go see this?
Cute.
I don't know if you guys have seen... I mean, I love bubbles, and watching babies play with bubbles is, like, adorable. But have you seen the advertisements for the new colorful bubbles?
No.
Oh, I've got to get some of these. I know I'm a big dork, and a 34-year-old woman should not be playing with bubbles, but I am going to be doing that in my backyard.
Tiny bubbles.
I think it's Crayola maybe that did them, but they're purple and red, and they're all colorful things, and you have to do them outside because they make a mess. But I'm going to do it.
Bubbles. Remember when we were all kids?
This is the kid.
Good. Yeah, see, we blew bubbles with a little thing you stuck in
the
bubble soap and you blow it out.
Cool. My kids go through gallons of bubbles every single year.
My grandma and I used to make our own because you can do it with dish soap and water, I think.
Oh, yeah, you can. Now, yesterday, we had a very sweet video of Rio the dog playing with his friend, the river otter. Animals are usually the things that attract people.
Kids and
animals.
Well, that's what actors say. You never want to be on stage with kids or animals.
They always make you look bad.
Well, look at what we remember from The Artist. Think of what is it? Uggy? Is that the dog's name?
Uggy,
Who was also the dog. I don't know who told me this. Richie, you told me this. Somebody told me that it was the same dog that was in Frasier.
No. Warren was talking about how he trained and worked with the dog that was in Frasier, which is they're both the same breed of dog.
But it wasn't the same dog.
No, it's not.
I was misled by Warren. Fire him, Richie. Send him a message.
No, he didn't tell you that.
Are you sure? We can blame him for
positive.
Whatever. Okay. In a moment, we're going to do hoorah. That's right. Isn't that how you
hoorah.
Do it?
Hoorah!
Hoorah! Do hoorah! With an all-star fitness class, the stars will be Andrea and Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and me. Meanwhile, if you are a person who is not resting well, Richie's having a hard time getting a good night's
sleep. Tough week.
All right, so here's the story. It may not be your problem, Richie, but a lot of people who aren't resting well have a problem because they have to get up and go to the bathroom 2-3 times a night. Man, if you're doing this, forget it. Stop it. Call this number now. 800-421-1712. Call that number now. And when you get the product, the Supermaster Prostate Formula, you will change. The life will change. You will be able to sleep. You will not have problems with your urine flow. I mean, it's delicate stuff. It affects the intimacy. Women are upset when men have to get up at night and go to the bathroom. And so if you've probably seen your doctor, you've had a checkup, he told you this, that, or the other thing. I'm telling you, get the Master Prostate Formula and do it now by calling 800-421-1712. You will immediately get a better night's rest. You will immediately be friendlier with the person with whom, is that, there's two withs there, double with? The person with whom you are sleeping and being intimate is going to like the situation much better because you're not having to kind of stumble and bubble your way from bed to the bathroom and come back, you wake everybody up, stop it. You'll get a free bottle. They're giving away another 1 million bottles. Last fall they gave away 1 million bottles, giving away another 1 million bottles of Master Prostate. You get yours by calling 800-421-1712. What's simpler? Free product, you pay shipping and handling, that's it. You'll change your sleeping habits, that's it. It's perfect. Call now. incredible is the word I'd use for Supermaster Prostate. 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, including making sure you have a good night's sleep. 800-421-1712.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now it's time for us to get fit. Andrea Metcalf is in charge of fitness here on the Good Day program. And she is, she has Pausilates. She has Menganabis. She has Footanabis. What are you chuckling about? You have all kinds of bodies.
I don't remember that one.
You were absent that day? Is that... That's your problem, you see. You were absent that day. All right, so Pilates. What do people need to know? Even basketball players and football players and baseball players are using Pilates. What's the deal?
Well, Pilates is all about alignment of the body and the spine, and that's why it's so good for you. And it's just a series or systems of exercise beliefs. And, you know, a lot of it crosses over to traditional strength training or to yoga. But, you know, basically, Pilates was created by Joseph Pilates, who's no longer with us, and his disciples were the ones who kind of brought it to the forefront, based with some good physical therapy background. So it's really about strengthening your core and having great posture.
All right, so how do you do it? How do you, when you're training with somebody, can you do a good verbal, sort of create in our minds a visualization of what takes place when you're either doing it yourself, Andrea Metcalf does them, or she's training somebody to do it. Some you have people that you coach, that you train. So how do you...
Well, yeah, the first thing I do when I meet with a client is I look at their posture, and it's something that someone at home can do is just look in the mirror. Are your shoulders even? Is your head on straight? Sometimes the head's easier than the other because it's...
Yeah, right.
Are your hips squared up? Do your toes point forward? These are things that when they don't, it's because there's certain muscles pulling them out to the side. Because if we think of a skeleton hanging on hanging on a wall, that skeleton is in perfect alignment because gravity is aligning everything underneath it. It's not actually touching the ground. When we touch the ground, gravity's pulling down on us, but our bones and our muscles have to keep the alignment. So one simple exercise everyone can do is sit up real straight in your chair, especially on your ball.
All right, everybody, right now, sit up.
Sitting
you
up
sit
straight
on your ball.
Yep.
And Roberta, you sit up straight. Jennifer, you sit up straight. I'm sitting up straight right now. Okay, now what do we do?
Now make sure that the base of your skull or the back of your head is centered over the base of your pelvis or your tailbone, that your belly slightly pulled in, and your feet are flat on the floor. And just by practicing this really good posture when you sit, can help train your muscles to do this when you stand, walk, and lay down. Another good one is just by pulling in the lower belly.
What, hold on, let me stop you there, Andrea.
Yes.
You described the way I'm sitting on my ball. Does this ball help me sit that way naturally? Is that one of the advantages of sitting on one of the big dumb balls?
You are correct. And the big, don't call them dumb. They're smarter than we are. They get you into alignment.
And they're pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. They're pretty, like the bubbles.
Yeah. Right. You know, I notice, and I do this a lot, and I notice my family does, my head juts forward a lot. I always lead with my head. How do I bring it back so that I can sit like that?
Do you drive in a car ever?
Yeah. Every once in a while.
So when you drive in a car and there's that little headrest, mm-hmm. if you pull your chin down and push the back of your head into that headrest, you'll start to strengthen those muscles along the back of the neck so that they have the strength to hold you forward. The bowling ball that weighs 8 to 12 pounds on everyone's shoulders comes out forward because we start to look that way. But then, you know, the muscles in the front of the body are always stronger than the muscles in the back because we use them more. So the one thing is you can do is just try and, when you are in a car, chair, or an airplane, is really push your head back into that headrest. And so you feel the muscles contract for about 15 to 30 seconds. And do that 3 or 4 times a day.
I'm standing in front of a mirror right now, and I'm thinking about what I've become more conscious, Andrea, thanks to you and suggestions from my chiropractor as well. When you're walking, you need to be aware or conscious, as Andrea just said, of where your head is and what your posture generally speaking is. As you get older, you get a little hunchier, and your head, you've seen these people, these poor older people who's they're all hunched over, or you see that they're the back of their the top of the neck, I'm sorry, the top of the spine, they seem to have lost whatever strength there is, so their head's like hanging out over, and it's really a bad sign. And when you're walking, be aware, conscious, if you will, of putting your one foot together with the other foot. And if you're, like, my left foot goes out a little bit, but I'm now thinking about it, and because my hip is out, it throws everything else out. So if you train it, if you train your foot to be straight on your leg, and with your knees just a little bit relaxed, think about it. I mean, it's a lot to think about. That's the thing, Andrea. People are used to doing things the way they've done them all their lives, so this becomes a challenge. And, I mean, the end result is really worthwhile, but you got to be conscious.
Well, I think if you want to eat healthy, you have to be conscious. If you want to sleep well, you have to be conscious. If you want to be successful at your job, you have to be conscious. And if you want your body to be healthy for you, you have to be conscious.
But only for a little while.
Everybody wake up. Let's start living.
but only for a little while, because after a while it becomes habit and or muscle memory.
Correct. Just like when you start going to work every day, all of a sudden you get good at it. And it becomes easier. And I think that's really the key. It's not hard. You know, there's 3 simple things you can do. 1, always think of pulling in your belly and try and get your head balanced over your body so that your head isn't jutting out forward. 2, when you walk, try and put your toes forward and push off the ball of your foot. That'll help strengthen the back of the legs, and it'll line up your hips better. And then the 3rd thing you can do is belly breathing. Always take nice deep breaths through the diaphragm and then exhale and pull your belly into your spine. That's like doing some crunches every time you breathe.
Wow.
Interesting.
Just think about yourself. And it doesn't it requires, as Andrew said, using your own muscles, although one would wonder if you are able to do, I'm just thinking to myself, let's say you're on a bench and you're doing a bench press. Does that help you, or if you add weight to any of these things, does that help you in this endeavor?
Well, what you have to remember about weight is it only gets pulled straight down by gravity. So if it's not in the line of what the muscle is doing, like if I was to draw a line from my shoulder into the center of my chest, which would be the pec muscle, I have to make sure that that's the way that gravity is pulling. I think that's...
All right. Got it. Andrea Metcalf on Good Day.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
After the hour, actually almost 24 after the hour, Dex Stephens Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I focus now for a bit on the police. I guess I want you to, in your mind, imagine that somebody breaks into your house, or maybe he's broken into your car, and things have been stolen, and you pick up the phone and you dial 911.
Been there, done that.
The police say, this is an emergency. An emergency, as defined these days, is if somebody is attacking you in your home or something is happening in your home at that moment. If somebody has broken into your home, broken into your car, as shocking as it seems, it is no longer considered an emergency. To the point that there is the new virtual officer that is online some big city police offices. This virtual officer, when you dial, will guide you. This is the same as this garbage you get when you call a big business.
Press one
you
for
call.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So now the police are doing this because they say that they are already stretched. Now, I'm sorry.
Too bad.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm sick of this kind of nonsense where you're pawned off by these people. How many times have we seen police officers? I saw two guys go into Patrick's Roadhouse restaurant the other morning to have breakfast. Two police officers, uniformed LA cops.
They might have been on a break.
They were in there for an hour and 40 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my deal.
That's not a break.
Just punch them in and punch them out.
I happened to be walking back and forth getting stuff. Brendan and I were loading the truck, and I had to go down to the corner store to get something. And I got the wrong thing. I had to go back and get something else. And blah, blah. He sent me down there three or four times.
Where should they be?
Where should they be?
Yeah.
They should be out patrolling. They should be doing something to take care of business. They don't sit in there yammering.
So let's
that may be one case. But can I actually tell you why this, I think, is a deeper problem than you're even giving it credit for?
Yeah.
Because I know that in my little town, that's the only thing I can speak on, we are stretched. There are only a few patrol cars, and obviously we need a lot more because I live in the ghetto.
Where are the money?
Here's what's going on, is the politicians are holding you hostage because they want to get you to approve their budgets.
Right.
So they cut from the police and the fire.
Right. Yeah.
A few years ago in California, when the fire was at my back door and houses were burnt, my fire station was closed due to political cuts.
Yeah.
So start holding your politicians accountable for what you want the police officer to do.
Right. It's so sickening. It's just
because they're trying to control you.
They won't cut the car that they get given.
No,
their...
they're going to still have a driver, but we're not going to have what we need.
Hey, but just keep in mind, I mean, how many 911 calls come in a day that are just garbage?
We understand that. We know that 911 isn't even operated by the police department anymore in most communities. It's operated by some private contractor. Yep. But they aren't responsible for this, apparently. I'm looking at what's going on in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, for example. The police have a virtual officer named Maria. And Maria is, she works as, look at how I'm talking like she's
great. Hiring virtual foreigners.
Yeah. Right, that's a, I hadn't thought about it that
way.
They
just want you to be comfortable.
Hello, my name is Maria. What is your emergency, please?
And then they're supposed to be, you know, that women, they want women voices on this thing because they're soothing. And if people are upset, this will calm people down. But you're supposed to, this person, I mean, you can understand, push one for this. So this Maria gets you to fill out or to talk through a report. So if you have, if your wallet's been stolen, press one.
Yeah.
If your car's been broken into, press two.
Right.
If whatever it is.
Your hand is stuck in the toilet from trying to get your,
press eight.
Your wife's wedding ring back.
Yeah, right. Hey, 28 past the hour. Where are we?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas race team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus? How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday morning. Spring begins this afternoon. Tomorrow's first full day of spring. I was off by 24 hours. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, since today actually is the first day of spring, what is your favorite thing about spring?
Daffodils!
Daffodils are cool.
She's excited.
I love daffodils. Yeah, absolutely. I like love them. And there's these
lilacs. Planting the garden.
Yeah. And Park Avenue. Oh.
We're going to get some video, Richie.
Orange blossoms.
Orange blossoms are cool.
So good.
We're going to get some video of the cows running around dancing and prancing now that they have shed themselves of spring. And I mean, of wintertime. And
cows
in favor of spring. Yeah, cows dance around a lot. They love
really?
To dance and sing. Yeah, laugh. They're on LSD, laughing, dancing, and singing. Same as the rest of us.
You're so weird.
So our poll today at Steffen.com. What's your favorite thing about spring? A, the weather is great, getting warmer. B, there's more sunshine. D, flowers are blooming, the birds are singing. Yada da 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 da. Baseball season is about to start. Yeah, yeah, yay. I don't like spring. E. I don't know who.
Who chooses that? But somebody did. Somebody voted for that.
Really? Already?
Yeah. There's like a 5% that doesn't like spring.
Yesterday's poll question, how many times have you been married?
Or baby.
59% said once. 20% said twice. 13% said I've never been married. 4% said third time is a charm. And 3% said four or more times.
Wow.
That's so silly. Oh, my God. That is just silly, silly, silly. Yesterday, a group of employees at a Florida law firm were fired for wearing the color orange last Friday. 14 workers say they simply wore the color because they were planning to go to a happy hour celebration after, and they wanted to match as a group.
Okay, they should have been fired. Who goes to happy hour matching as a group?
They're wearing orange.
Lame.
They claim
totally
the management
lame.
At the law firm told them that their fashion choice was considered a threatening and a protest. The management
it was orange,
sign.
You know, what do you expect?
It is threatening.
What in the kind of stupid?
It was orange.
What are you kidding? Threatening. I would, man, this is awesome.
Hey, Roberta, you want to go to happy hour?
Let's all wear orange.
Let's wear pink.
All right, also, from New York, pastels scare me.
From this is the eat some more department. Wendy's has surpassed Burger King as the country's second largest hamburger chain. The food industry research firm Technomic says Wendy's sold $8.5 billion worth of hamburger last year.
Wow.
And so this is the first time Wendy has had more sales revenue than Burger King since it was founded in 69. But here's the interesting statistic. McDonald's, which is the number one hamburger chain, did $34 billion in sales last year.
That's a lot.
And Wendy's did $8.5 billion. So number one is $34 billion, and the number two did $8.5 billion. Man. What does that tell you about advertising, marketing, and that whole deal? Wowie, wowie, wowie. And speaking of that, Roberta, you've got this great deal, the Queen of Cheap and Momonomics, kind of a cool thing. So why don't you bring us up to date on the things that are being offered by, and I think a lot of people are taking advantage of this because they hear you talking about it, but let's underscore it again.
Well, sure. It's a website called Vitacost.com. And, you know, Doug, people used to have just kind of two choices when it came to buying the good stuff that they wanted. You could either go to Walmart and, you know, and get the lower prices. You know, stores like Walmart get the lower prices, but the quality, you're not quite sure what you're getting. And then you can go to the higher-end stores like Whole Foods. You know the quality is good there, but the prices are just crazy expensive. But Vitacost.com, Doug, has this new thing called Momonomics. It's got mom plus economics. Get it? So it's a way to save money. And what they do is they have up to 50% off on all the better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, and the natural and organic foods that you're looking for. And plus, if you spend $49, buy $49 worth of stuff, which, you know, if you're putting an order in a month, that's pretty easy to do, you get it shipped to your door absolutely free. So basically, you get Whole Foods-type quality at Walmart-type prices. That's from Vitacost.com. They call it Momonomics. Go check it out. Vitacost takes the cost out of healthy living, Doug.
Good deal. In a moment, we want to examine for a moment the breakfast conversation I had yesterday about John Elway and... and
Doug is such a man. You mean Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow and John Elway.
But Elway is responsible for the deal. And
sure.
It was very interesting. I'll tell you about it in a second. Plus, Amazon, we were talking about the police using new technology. Wait till you hear what Amazon has done. That's coming right up here on Good Day. It's 21 before the hour.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bungling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800- 562-0-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tech Stafford's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden. Last hour, it was just a few minutes ago. We were talking about the new virtual police officer that's being used by some fairly good-sized police systems. Police departments say they're strapped for people, so they're putting in a phone service. When you call with an emergency, press 1 for this emergency, press 2 for that emergency.
Being stabbed, press 1.
Yeah, right. So now the technology around us is changing so quickly, and it is all different sizes and shapes. I found this fascinating that Amazon has bought something. They've partnered with a company called Kiva, K-I-V-A. Sounds like the radio station we're on in Albuquerque. This company makes robots for shipping centers. They've spent $775 million to buy a bunch of robots to run their warehouses and to fulfill your order. So now human beings are not going to be necessary. These robots will be programmed by a computer person, and the robots will go up and down the aisle where the book or whatever else it is that you're buying from Amazon is, pick it out, bring it to a center. There's another robot that puts the object in a box, another robot that wraps it up. So it doesn't require a human being anymore. They don't need humans in these fulfillment centers. They've had a lot of people in a lot of good jobs. They had like 8,000 people, I think, working in fulfillment areas from their shipping centers. And now they're cutting that down by about half because of this new, whatever these robots are called. They locate the items in the order, move the product around the warehouse, and help to pack it without any humans touching the object at all.
Let me ask you this.
Troubling?
How many jobs were created by making the robots that pack the boxes?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know about the answer to that, Richie. That's probably a good question. So we shouldn't be so upset about it.
Well, no, there's always a yin to yang, remember.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding us of that. Very good. That's something important to keep in mind. Okay, so here's something that's going on by the way, speaking of technology, one more good thing. I don't know how many people have noticed this. Roberta, you may have because you watch this sort of thing, although you've been pretty busy the last couple of months. Apple, with the $600 billion of... I mean, how do you even imagine that? This company is worth
$3 million iPads over the weekend.
Isn't there cash reserves bigger than the...
$100 billion in cash.
Yeah, but they're about to give some of that back.
Amazing.
To the
right. They're going to pay a dividend to shareholders, and they're going to buy back some of their stock. But still, that's something Steve Jobs didn't want to do. Their assets as of yesterday, close of business, in cash, $97.6 billion. The federal government only has $79 billion in cash.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
There's a company, a research company, that apparently every time Apple or a lot of tech companies come out with a new gadget, they buy one, rip it apart piece by piece, and figure out how much it costs them to make it.
Yeah.
And apparently... the price of this iPad is about $30 or $40 more to manufacture, to put together, than the previous iPad.
Yeah.
And I think that the price was somewhere around $360 for them to make it. Yet they kept the sales price the same, $499.
Really?
Nice of them.
But I thought that was interesting. The thing just went on sale, what, Friday?
Yeah.
This company's already bought it, ripped it apart, and assessed how much it cost to make it.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Speaking of ripping things apart, kind of a disturbing reality. This kind of stuff always bothers me.
Uh-oh.
When I was in Israel a couple of months ago, I told you this show, when was it? It was 4 months ago. My God, can you believe that? It was 4 months ago and I was in Israel. There are a lot of people having a lot of babies. They're coming from all over the world. And the story today, I think it's in USA Today, as a matter of fact, about a woman named Ellie Lavi, who is an American, and she's an Israeli, holds two passports. She has two children. So she applied to the State Department, as most of these parents do, if you're for dual citizenship. You want to be an American citizen, and you want to be an Israeli citizen.
My kids have that.
So I'm just sort of taken back. The embassy staffer asks this woman how she got pregnant, where she got pregnant, under what circumstances she Was your wife asked this question?
My wife just got her new passport, and the woman asked her, are you going to Colombia by yourself? My wife said, yes. She said, who's paying? If you don't, she said, this was the question. If you don't have a job, how are you paying to go?
Oh, goodness.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's what I said.
It's none of your business.
That's what I said.
And what did you say that to this person?
Well, no, I wasn't there. My wife was telling me.
What did she say? Asking,
and she goes, luckily my husband is able to afford to pay for me to go there.
What business is that of yours?
And I was having the same statements you are.
Well,
right,
listen
now
to this one, Richie. So this woman says that she got pregnant by using in vitro. So the staffer at the embassy says,
no,
sorry, you can't have citizens for these kids.
What?
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the father
it's
is
amazing.
Not a citizen, or they can't prove the father. No, the father would have to be a citizen of somewhere.
The child, well, I mean, I'm wondering how this goes even further into adoption. Your child, do you have papers for your child? Go ahead, Roberta.
In this woman's case, neither the sperm nor the egg was from her. It was donor sperm.
So she
and donor
was implanted
egg
with both. Huh.
So they couldn't prove, she couldn't prove, since she didn't know the identities of the donors.
Was she trying to get an American citizenship or a Israeli citizenship?
She's an American citizen.
Trying to get an Israeli citizenship.
I think she's living in Israel.
She's an American citizen living in Israel.
And many people who have dual citizenships with the U.S. and Israel go to Israel for in vitro because it's free in Israel. You don't pay for it. And she got pregnant, and then she went to apply for citizenship for the kids, and the U.S. Embassy said there that unless you can prove that either the donor mother or donor father are U.S. citizens, you cannot get citizenship for this children. And the argument is, how does this differ from adoption?
Right.
Well,
no,
I want to go one step further. This is so GD outrageous. We've got, I'm on a border town. I'm along the border. I'm not far. I'm actually not in El Paso. I'm outside of El Paso. But, I mean, I go through this town. It appears a couple of times a year. And I'm more shocked each time with just the streams of people like ants coming out of an anthill that are coming over here all over the place. And we're not stopping those people from coming in, but we're going to stop people who are American citizens who have children
from getting citizenship
because the kids were born in vitro.
Oh, you should see what I had to go through to get my when we adopted our daughter. You should see what we had to go through, the mound of paperwork to have her become an
American citizen. But
these people
by the millions are streaming in here, and nobody's asking any questions. They come and go as they please.
And the irony is that she had the babies in Israel. Had she flown to the U.S.
and
had the babies
in
the U.S., there'd be no question about it.
Right. This is how stupid.
That's the irony of the whole thing.
No, it's stupid. It isn't ironical. It's stupid. We have become a stupid country with stupid laws. It's 10 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Joe. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine.
This is Rick Santorum singing. Hang up there, Richie.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
I want this to be something more apparent on our program, Richie. We played a little snippet from this. You found this song for me, I don't know, a few months ago, and I had something in my mind that I wanted to talk about. I probably saw this when I was about 10 years old. Isn't it amazing how something like this gets into your mind? And I've probably sung it maybe a dozen times or more over the years, but listening to that brings back all kinds of great memories of Song of the South, which was basically banned.
Yeah, is this politically correct to play this song?
Yeah, no, well, I don't care.
Politically incorrect, yes.
But it's because it wasn't the reasoning here that the black stars of it were in positions that were subservient.
Yes.
I think there's also a character in Song of the South called Tar Baby.
Yeah,
there is. Yeah, I remember that.
Totally politically incorrect.
People just take things out of context, Roberta. That's the problem.
But you can buy this. You can buy this video overseas, but you can't buy it in the U.S.
What ridiculous!
So if you have a PAL player, you can buy it in PAL format. You can't buy it in VHS format.
Crazy.
As far as DVDs too.
We are so racist.
Yeah, right.
Everywhere else in the world.
Yeah, right. Okay, Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments Man. We have. You didn't say anything when I asked you about that, about Zippity Doodah and Song of the South, that sort of thing. See, you're deprived of being able to show this to your daughter. You could bring your daughter to a vampire movie and watch the vampires rip somebody's throat out, but you can't see the Song of the South.
Yeah, I mean, I would never take my daughter to a vampire movie. She's into zombies, so she...
Walking Dead, yes!
I'm sorry, I mistook that information, Chuck, that you passed along.
You know, by the way, I just wanted to point out that, since Roberta mentioned it, Walking Dead drew 9 million viewers Sunday night for 9 p.m., which was a record for that cable network, and a Celebrity Apprentice on NBC drew just 5.2.
Really?
So I just want to point out to Donald Trump, you do not have the number one show on TV. You don't even have the number one show in the time slot.
And he dissed your pal. Wait a minute, hold on a second. He
annoyed me about him. It's one thing to market a product, and that's the American way, but it's another thing to lie about.
Right. Well, people are protesting the show, though, because his kids were seen cutting up elephants at that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think that there's a side. We got to give this a minute.
His kids went hunting in Africa.
This has done him some damage. In terms of the public's mind, this has done people who are connected with Trump and him some serious damage. These kids. His sons seem to care less. You don't...
because his kids already look like jerkleburgers anyway, to take one of your terms. I mean, they just look like pompous.
You know, if you go stand in the middle of the jungle and shoot a lion that's diving at you, thumbs up.
No, if you even go hunting, I'm all about hunting. Go hunting for game, that's fine. But they went to a safari theme park where you pay and say, hey, I want to spend $20,000 to catch an elephant, and then you get to go shoot an elephant. It's like going hunting at the zoo. It's just not.
Right, exactly.
Who's shooting an elephant?
Really bad.
Yeah, and he's holding the tail. Like, he cut it off, and he's holding the bloody knife in one hand,
and then the tail in the other
hand. Oh,
really
gross.
Just plain gross. Yeah. All right, so you get 2 points on that one. Chucker, the other thing is that Rosie is taking the short end of the skirt, if you will.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Oh, now you're up. I know why you're upset with Donald, because he said, I told you Rosie had no talent.
She's a failure.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know. Her show is canceled on O, but you know what? The truth of the matter in that case is that the O channel is just too far up the dial for most people to tune in. And in the long run, I don't think it'll last, no matter what's on that.
All right, so Michael Bay, who is behind the big-budget versions of the Transformers, getting ready to bring the Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Did he really?
Wow.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Story at DougStephan.com today. Mm-hmm. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, I know they're going to make another one, but he's going to produce or direct.
I'm not sure about that.
I doubt he'll direct it, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else movie news-wise do you have?
In their latest financial report, the stockholders, Disney says it will take a $200 million write-down on the box office failure of its action-adventure film, John Carter. As I said last week, I enjoyed the film, but there will be no sequel. The Hunger Games opens on over 4,000 screens this Thursday night. Not only will it be midnight shows, but there will be 3 p.m. To put this in perspective, in 1975, Doug, when Jaws opened,